Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
It's Adrian Kennedy in for Andrea this Friday afternoon, and I'm delighted to be here filling in for Andrea today, in particular because our guest for Summer Memories this week is an old mate, Billy McGuinness from Aslan. Billy, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I was trying to think the last time we met, and I think it was backstage at the Fla in Liverpool.
That's exactly right.
It is, isn't it?
And what an amazing weekend that was. That was one of the best gigs I was ever at. It was all Irish acts in Liverpool, outdoor event. It was incredible.
It was great. Everyone played it. They ran out of beer. The sun was shining. It was a proper festival. It was great.
Before I talk about your summer memories, Billy, how are things? How's the band? How's it coming?
It's good. We're back gigging. We started back in March. There's a new energy there. I can say that, you know, because Lee is bringing his own vibe to it. We're off to Australia in the 19th of August, which is, I'm looking forward. So any of your listeners, if you have any friends or relations over there, we're going to Sydney, Perth and Melbourne. And then we come back from there and then we do a run around the UK. The O2 is, that starts on the 19th of October, and we're in Liverpool, Birmingham and London. Our next Dublin gig is the Academy on the 13th of September.
So, very good. Yeah. All right. Wish you continued success. And as you said, a very different vibe to the vibe you would have had with Christie, but still the same songs.
It's the same. Yeah, it's a different sounding band. You know, the past 4 years, between 2 years of COVID and then when we got back then, Christie getting sick, just to be back playing in front of people, Adrian, it's just phenomenal. It's a great feeling, and long may it continue.
Okay, great to see all of you trucking along. All right, now, this piece of the programme is called Summer Memories, and that's what I want you to think about. What is your first memory of summer?
Right, well, I was thinking about this, right? What was the first memory I had? It was before Ballymun was built, we lived with my grandparents on Larkhill Road in Whitehall. And the number 3 bus used to run from, the terminus was in Whitehall, and it used to run all the way to Sandymount. The memory I have is getting on that bus, running up, because the bus is at the terminus, running up the stairs and trying to get the front seat upstairs in the bus. And it was like going to a different world. Adrian,
it was going like, over the south
you're
side
on
for
the
starters,
bus and it seemed like it took forever to get there. And then you arrived in Sandymount, and there'd be thousands of people there. That doesn't, you look at Sandymount now, where's everyone gone? Like, where are they gone? But I done that, that was a regular.
That would have been easier to get to from where you lived than it would have been to get to Port Marnock or places like that.
Absolutely. And the thing about it was, because the terminus was at Whitehall, we always got a seat on the bus. Like, as soon as the bus was full, it wouldn't stop for anyone else. It was like straight out to Sandymount. But what memories. Like, it was fantastic. And, you know, just living in Whitehall, in me grandmother's house, there was myself, my sister, my parents, before we moved into Ballymun. It wasn't even built at this time, you know. But that was my first memory of summer.
What was your best summer holiday?
Best summer holiday was recent, actually, a couple of years ago. And people are going to laugh at this when I say we had a family holiday to Ibiza, right? And everyone said, what are you going to Ibiza for? Once you stay out of San Antonio.
It's a fabulous island.
It's, yeah. Adrian, we hired a car, right? And myself and the boys, and we explored every inch of Ibiza. And what a beautiful, beautiful place. Just please, if you're going there, stay out of San Antonio. Because we went down for one day and we couldn't wait to get over.
Yeah, the old town is absolutely beautiful. It really is.
Absolutely. I would recommend a B-Day. That's my personal, my best holiday. It was a family holiday with the boys. They're too old now to they won't come on holidays with us now, you know, so, yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. Now, thinking back to when you were younger, what was the best summer job you might have had, or the worst, or both?
Oh, I remember the worst. The worst was an easy one. It was picking strawberries in Lambs up at the back of the airport. And you go up there and you're full of enthusiasm and we're going to, you know, you're all singing and the gang are on the bus and everything. We're going to make a fortune. And then you start picking the strawberries and they give you this basket that you're never going to fill. And you got paid by how many baskets you filled.
And did you have to pick them one by one?
And you had to pick them off. You got down on your hands and knees and I came home. I looked like I had been in a fight with Mike Tyson. I was covered in strawberry juice. My mother says, what are you doing? I came in covered in red. All my clothes were destroyed. My back was in bits. I lasted about 4 or 5 days.
And you just couldn't do it anymore.
I went, we were making no money. You know, they had it that you were picking the strawberries and the baskets were so big. And it was just, that was the worst summer job I had.
And now we look at companies like Keelings, they have to fly people into the country to do jobs like that because the young fellas like yourself won't do it anymore.
And I understand why, because I couldn't, I didn't last. The best summer job I had was, it was actually my first kind of part-time job. And I got it during the summer. It was in the Swiss cottage in Santry. That's gone, long gone, gone, yeah, now, long, yeah, gone. But I started as a lounge boy there. And what that did was I was chatting to everyone and I got to learn about people's personalities. And, you know, it wasn't just a case of me dropping the drink down and that. I'd have to actually have a chat with people. And it helped me in interacting. That later, I think that's what later on, you know, made it so easy to get on stage. Because I lost all my shyness up in the Swiss cottage, you know.
No better place to lose your shyness.
Well, I lost other things as well, Adrian, but we won't go there.
That's not one of my questions today. It's not one of my questions. Now, as kids, a lot of us, I never did, unfortunately, I wish I did, went to the Gaeltacht. Did you ever go to the Gaeltacht?
No, we used to go. We never went to the Gaeltacht. We used to go to Butlins, Mosny. Ah, great memories.
Swimming pool with the glass that you could look out through.
It was called Dan Lowry's, right? And you'd be in there. Oh, of course, many's the time, like we'd be, you know, the relations would be in the bar and we'd go into the pool and we'd go down to where the windows were and we'd be mooning the whole pub. That was a regular thing to do. But again, Mosny was just, it was just great, you know. Some people went to the Gaeltacht, but we were, you know, being from Ballymun and everyone, you kind of knew everyone up there as well, you know, all the Finglas gang and everyone. So, yeah, Mosny was where we went a lot of the time.
Those Butlins when you were a young
Butlins, fella. Butlins, yeah. And they had the red coats and everything. And yeah, it was great.
Now, if you won the lotto, where is your dream holiday destination? You can go anywhere.
Okay, right. I've been there and I'll tell you what happened. We went to the Cayman Islands, right? The band. There's two Irish bars on the Cayman Islands. And the two of them decided to bring two Irish acts over to play on Paddy's Day. Mm-hmm. Aslan was one and Mundy was the other. And we weren't allowed to go to the pub he was playing in and he wasn't allowed to come down to the pub where we were playing in. And we were there for a week. What a beautiful, beautiful island.
Did you go swimming with stingrays?
We went swimming with the stingrays. We done that. We were brought out. What a beautiful, beautiful place. If I won the lotto, I would definitely go back there with the family and just spend a bit longer. We were there for a week. But of course, when our gig was finished, Mundy came down and we had a big session, ourselves and Mundy, in the pub. You know, and the promoters weren't happy. We told you to stay away from each other. Which we're Irish bands. What else are we going to do? Yep. You know.
Now, who would be or is your favourite person to holiday with?
Right. Okay.
You better answer that.
I have to say the family because if I say anyone else,
you're going to be in trouble.
No, it's great fun going away with the band, you know. And as I mentioned there, we're off to Australia now this August. It's going to be, we know we've been there before. It's going to be a great experience, but you can't beat a family holiday, you know. You need a bit of time, you know, and especially I appreciate the holidays that I did have with the boys when they were growing up, because as I said now, they're doing their own thing. They wouldn't come on holidays with us now, you know.
Who wants to be going on holidays?
No, with their dad. Yeah.
Did you ever have a holiday romance when you were younger?
Absolutely, didn't everyone? When you're single, like when you're single, of course.
I was only 14.
That's part and parcel of going on holiday and you're single is to meet someone of the opposite sex and exchange numbers.
Can you remember anyone?
No. And if I did, I wouldn't tell you. There was a few girls from Scotland, I remember. We'd a great time. But look, those were back in the day, you know.
Top three items, because Irish people are very peculiar. Top three items that you can't go on a holiday without.
Well, one is your passport, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
Definitely. You need cash. You need your cards. Your card and cash. You need them, definitely. And
but you're not one of these people that'll bring your Lions tea bags or your Barry's tea bags with you.
No.
Sausages.
No. So it would be passport, cash, and then driving licence, because I always hire a car. No matter where I am, I always hire a car and go exploring.
It's that's a great way to get around, isn't it?
I'm not one of these people that sit by the pool and go for 14 days and sit there. I need to get out and just go and explore the place.
Like
and
myself, I hire the car and she sits at the swimming pool.
Yeah, exactly. But don't you see the oil? You see where you're going. You know, you see places like I mentioned Ibiza there. What a beautiful place.
It really is.
I wouldn't have been able to say that if I hadn't hired a car and went exploring, you know.
Finally, before I let you go today, Billy, your favourite summer holiday song and what it reminds you of.
Right. My favourite holiday song is Mungo Jerry in the Summertime.
Oh, what a song.
And I remember actually seeing him performing that on Top of the Pops. Don't ask me what year it was. But what it reminds me of 99 ice creams. Jumping into the pool. Just
do.
And I know it's back now. They're using it for some food ad because it's coming up on the telly again. And again, when I hear it on the telly, it brings me back to the summer. It's great. Whatever happened to Mungo Jerry? Was he a one-hit wonder?
I think that was a one-hit wonder. Yeah, I think so, yeah. We're going to play out on it. And maybe it'll bring back memories to listeners. Billy, thanks very much indeed for popping in today and sharing your summer memories. And great to see you again.
Thanks for having me on, Adrian. And we'll see you again at a gig.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron.
On News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.